it is. So eventually it turns into money. Maybe some people are doing it for money. I really, really don't know. But they are lying. Let's put it that way. That's the big thing. They're lying.
The thing is, if something is true, why should it have to have a law protecting it? It should be able to withstand any kind of criticism. That's the main problem I have. So if you have to make it a law that if you can't question it, then there's obviously a problem with it. And
I told you in the walk and talk today. That's what I said. I said the reason why I got into the Holocaust, it wasn't because I gave two shits about the Holocaust. I didn't, or the Jews, or World War II. I don't care.
Yeah.
Someone told me that I'm not supposed to talk about this topic. It's off limits. And I'm saying, what? How the hell could be a topic off limits?
Yeah.
And that's what got me into it. So that's how it works with me anyway.
Now in Canada, they were saying that this residential school denialism, they're going to probably hide it in what they call an omnibus bill, where they're passing all kinds of things and they're just going to throw this in where people can't see it. And apparently that's how they did it in Canada with the Holocaust bill. They didn't make it a bill on its own. They just put it in a budget bill, where they hid it behind a bill that they knew was going to get passed. I think that's how they do a lot of the bills in the U.S. as well. They just put everything into this big sandwich, and you got to eat the sandwich. And man, when you look at what's in it, you think, I think your last budget bill was full of all kinds of goodies for this company and that country. And it's just a mess. So nobody can really argue against it, because they know that's how it's like taking medicine, you know?
Right.
You put the medicine in with a bit of sugar.
Yeah.
But I thought maybe what we do is we just go through some of your, you do this on the daily. So this is nothing new for your regular listeners, but what you do is you put up, like I do, a bunch of videos on your BitChute channel. I put them on FakoTube, and you just talk about them, and you go through all kinds of topics. It's not just the Holocaust. You talk about health. You talk about Germany. You talk about Gaza with Phil. You're talking about NASA. You have a couple people that I've listened to: Harry Vox, Max Egan. You talk about a lot of stuff. So you're always trying to learn new stuff.
Yeah, I'm open to anything, even if I don't agree with you, I'm open to it. So you can have your say and present your information, you know, and that's how I am. But see what happens when you do a show. I don't know if it happens with you, but it happens with me, that people want to pigeonhole you into a viewpoint. And I don't like to be pigeonholed unless it's my topic. Okay. Uh-huh. If it's somebody else's topic, Jim put their video up, you know, about flat earth, and he must be a flat earther. It's like, no, I put the video up so we could discuss it. Oh, well, you're going to be a flat earther. You're going to be a crazy person just like them. I'm saying, no, that's not how it is.
Yeah. Now, let me just talk about the latest thing because you're getting into the topic that I've been talking about for the last few years, and that's COVID and viruses. Yeah. And you put up this good video about Tom Cowan. I took the same video after you put it up and put on FakoTube, because I really like this Tom Cowan guy. I know he has a couple things that people think are kind of wacky about him, but he's another one of these out of the box thinkers.
Right. Yeah. I like him. I mean, I've heard of him before, and I thought the video was excellent.
Yeah, me too.
Because he got into a wide range of stuff that even the people listening to him were probably like, what are you talking about?
Yeah. Yeah. The vaccine Canada choice guys. I think they're a little kind of I'm not sure where their stance is on vaccines, to be honest. I think there's a lot of gatekeepers that think that some vaccines are good, but some are bad. And for me, it's they're all bad. I just don't see
it. There's no look at it's very simple. All vaccines are poisons.
Yeah.
Every single one of them, because the vaccine does not do anything to stop a problem you have. And that's where people, they get so brainwashed, because they've been brainwashed to think they have something they caught from somebody. You can't catch a cold. You can't catch AIDS. You can't catch any of this stuff.
Yeah.
It all has to do with terrain, which is your body, how it reacts to what is around you.
Yeah.
And people don't get, I even had a discussion with Phil, you know, cause Phil had a viewpoint that he thought that he caught a cold or something when he had over. I don't know what the hell it was. And he felt that, you know, he caught something from somebody. I said, Phil, no, you didn't catch anything from anyone. And I explained to him, and the best way to disprove it is with the Spanish flu.
Yeah.
The Spanish flu is perfect. People were getting the Spanish flu, that they called it the Spanish flu. Had nothing to do with Spain. But anyway, this was something that happened to people on an army base, and they got sick. So what you have to do is you got to trace it back to what could have caused the problem. Yeah. And they didn't. They just said, here's the problem. And then, you know, and then what they did was, smart people anyway, they tried to find out what caused the problem. And the only way you can find out what caused the problem is you have to isolate what the problem is. And everything that happens to people, all these so-called diseases, they've never, ever isolated anything. And what they do is they make a concoction. They take what they think is the problem. Then they mix it with, like it said, the monkey
kidney cells.
Kidney cells, which I don't know why they do all that. But there's nothing that's completely, you know, like, here's a vial of the virus, if they want to call it the virus. Here it is, isolated. X. It's nothing in it. It hasn't been polluted. Hasn't had any additives to it. Here it is. But guess what? They don't have any of them. Doesn't exist. And if they do claim they have it, it's all been mixed up with all the poisons.
How did you come to that? When did you come to that way of thinking?
Well, I just listened to the people that tell the truth. I mean, it's just common sense. Then?
So recently you came to that.
Well, I would say a year or 2 years, especially dealing with the COVID stuff.
Yeah, COVID,
But I mean, people have to understand how it all works. Everybody, Tom Cohen brought out two good points in that video. He says, you get, every problem you get is because you don't have the vitamin efficiency in your body. You're lacking something.
Yeah, you're lacking.
That's one thing. So you're lacking something in your body to fight off a problem, okay? And then you get poisons. So okay, let's say I'm lacking something and I come down with a cold. Okay, so now they give me a concoction to try to fight it, but the concoction is a poison. So now I got two things against me.
Yeah, like ivermectin.
I'm just starting learning about that myself too, because I've heard both sides of that issue. Oh, ivermectin is the cure for COVID. It's the cure for this. Wait a minute. Ivermectin has to do with dogs.
Right.
Okay. And worms.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what it is. That's all it is. If you want to read into it something more, and I don't know if you saw any videos with Dr. Sam Bailey. She's from Australia.
I watch a lot of her stuff. I'm going to try and interview her. She is great. She's one of the best.
Well, she explained it.
No, you know, I know. That was great.
I don't know. I mean, ivermectin is a warmer. It's a dewormer. Hey, if you got worms, maybe it works. Okay. Maybe you had COVID and you had worms and you took the ivermectin and it got rid of your worms. Okay, fine. But that's all it is. But the medical profession, what they're doing, they try to burn the candle at both ends. They show there's a problem, okay, like COVID. Okay, we got a COVID problem here. Wait a minute. We have a solution for it. Here's ivermectin. Wait a minute. Who makes ivermectin?
They cover both sides.
They cover both sides. Yeah.
Well, that's a good business. That's called no competition. So they are their own competition. That's a great business model. I think Rockefeller said competition is bad for business.
Yeah. And that's why, you know, you listen to these people. And, oh, you know, I had COVID and I couldn't breathe and I went to the hospital and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And they helped me. They gave me this. They gave me that. Look at, if you had a problem with breathing because something was wrong with your system. All right. No doubt about it. Something was wrong with your system. But now you're going into the devil's den here, because now you're going there and they're going to treat you with what they think that's going to help you that could kill you. And that's why a lot of the remesadir or whatever that's called.
I call it when death is near.
when, yes. And they actually killed
That's
people.
COVID protocol. It's
That's
called
right.
the COVID protocol.
That's
and
right.
they knew damn well that that was going to kill half the people. That's the yes. official story. It kills yes. half the people.
Yes.
If they don't blow out your lungs with the ventilator, which, yeah. you know, very dangerous, having a machine blow air into your lungs.
Well,
you put the
ahead.
Wrong you put the wrong pressure in there, you're going to cause a hell of a problem.
Well, what happens is, what happens, it's like air conditioning.
Yeah.
It crystallizes.
Right.
Okay. It crystallizes your lungs. Okay. And people don't understand. That's what they're killing these people,
yeah.
you know.
And they got paid for it.
That's right. Yeah.
They got paid for it. Yeah. It's,
yeah.
It's, you know, it's clear to a few of us people here, but man, it's, you have to spend time sorting through all the stuff. Like, they put out all this propaganda on both sides. You really have to think about what you have to really think when you're researching this stuff. You can't
yes.
just look at one little thing and then say, oh, that's the answer. I just keep looking and to try and build a good picture of the whole thing. I use so many different sources and other truth seekers that I trust. But you really have to whittle down your sources. Otherwise, you're going to get lost in a sea of disinfo, aren't you?
Yeah. I mean, like even the nuclear thing that Tom talked about. Now, he didn't, you know, he did a whole nother separate video. I think I might have got it off your site. I'm not sure. But
I thought I was going to ask you where you got it, because I thought that was the same
okay.
video. Is this an old one or a new one?
Yeah, it was. Well, it was one he probably did a couple of years ago, I would imagine, because he was talking about COVID. So it was probably when that was happening. I listened to that and I put it on my site, and I get a lot of people, you know, criticizing him and saying this and that. And I'm saying, wait a minute, you show me what he said was wrong. I mean, he is not an expert in the whole thing, but he just reasoned on certain things about it that didn't make sense. And that's what I do. And he came up with a solution, and I love the solution because I try to do this myself. I don't have an answer. I don't know what happened. Okay. But I know what didn't happen. Okay, so you take all the information, you put it in the room, and then all the stuff that didn't happen, you can prove that didn't happen, you throw it out. Okay, and then you're left with what could have happened. Okay, but get rid of all the stuff that definitely didn't happen, the lies and all the bullshit. And that's how I try to reason on things myself, just doing it that way and being open about it. And the problem is, everybody has a prejudice towards the topic because they've been brought up and brainwashed, whether it's religion, whether it's science, whether it's God, whether it's money, whatever. Everybody has been predisposed to a viewpoint on the topic. So now when they come into the topic, they're going to bring their prejudice in. We all do it. I mean, everybody does it. There's nobody that can say.
Confirmation bias. Confirmation.
That's right.
Bias.
Yes. Everybody yeah. does it. And so yeah. this is why I do with my BitChute channel, and I bring so much stuff on, because I want to deal with the confirmation bias.
Yeah,
I want to know. I don't give a shit about flat earth or globe earth. I really don't care.
I don't
care what I'm on. I'm on what I'm on. I want to know why people believe what they believe. That's what I want to understand. And then you get into the conversation, oh, the flat earthers are crazy people. And then the globe earth people will say, the globe earth will say the flat earthers are crazy. And the flat earthers will say the globe earths are crazy. Okay, fine. But let's just try to agree on some things. And there's where I like to deal with it. But it doesn't happen. Everybody has to come in with their biases and all the crap they want to believe.
Well,
and then they want to force it upon you or me. And that's not going to happen.
Well, I want to know why they're lying about the earth. What is the big secret? Why can't we know the truth about where we are? What
well,
is the big problem?
That's a good point. See, that's, I don't know. In today's, let me tell you what happened. You might find this interesting, because I was going to talk about it tomorrow in my walk and talk. I'll talk about it now.
All right.
My video. Well, this is exclusive. I did my video today in my walk and talk. Now, what happened was, I come to find out I was wrong.
Okay. On
in
what?
Something. Well, here's what I was wrong about. I was talking about Eric Dubé.
Right.
And I was talking about this guy that was on my channel. And he put a picture up of Eric Dubé, looked like he was dressed like a transvestite.
Right.
And I thought, here's what I thought, and I was wrong. And that's why I had to redo my whole video. Okay?
Oh, you redid the whole thing. Okay.
Well, I had to cut out everything I said wrong. All right. Now, people aren't going to notice that, but it took me a while to do that. So here's what I said that was wrong. Now, that picture of Eric Dubé, he was dressed like a trans.
Is it still on your channel? Is it still on there, the picture?
Well, I don't know if the picture's there, but it doesn't matter. I can tell you where to find. Here's the most important part about it, okay? Because I was wrong, but I was right also, all right? So this guy was using this whole discussion about Eric Dubé because he hates flat earthers. But the way he was coming at Eric Dubé was the wrong way. He was coming after him saying Eric Dubé is a transvestite, he's gay, he's all these bad stuff, okay? Which I don't think is true. Again, I don't know Eric Dubé, so I really – I'm trying to vouch for him, but I don't think he is. But here's what happened. I did a search for Eric Dubé cross-dresser, okay? And I found the video that he actually dressed up like a woman in the video.
I think I've seen that too.
So here I am thinking they photoshopped the whole picture, you know, putting his head on the body.
No, he was doing a skit.
He was doing a spoof.
Yeah, he's doing a skit.
He was spoofing on it.
He was doing, what's her name? Patty Steer. She was a flat earth broadcaster for a long time.
Yes.
That's probably who it was. He was making fun of her because he said that she came along to make fun of flat earthers and make it an entertaining topic. That's what I think it was. See, yes. I've been following the flat earth thing since 2015. That's when it came out big.
I didn't know anything about it. Look, I just got turned on to flat earth probably within a year or two.
Okay.
So, but here's the thing. Now think about me. I just do a whole video on, well, he took that picture. He photoshopped that picture and that was wrong. He shouldn't have done that, which, okay, fine. Well, then I find out, wait a minute. That wasn't a picture. That was a whole video. He did a whole video, but it was a spoof. So, now he's claiming Eric Dubé is a transvestite, cross-dresser, but he's not. He was just doing a spoof. So the guy used the video picture wrongly. He was not using it in a way that was truthful because he should have said, this is a spoof, okay? This picture is a spoof. But no, he's claiming, you know, Eric Dubé is a transvestite. See, so you don't do stuff like that. I hate stuff like that because people do it to me too.
Well, that was out of context. He was taking
that's
out of
context. Right. Yeah, it was out of context. Yeah. So I banned the guy. I banned him on my BitChu channel. But I was wrong too. I was wrong because I didn't realize. Wait a minute. He really did dress up like this, but he is not a transvestite. He was just doing it as a spoof. So. This guy is probably pushing it from that angle.
Oh, Napoleon said it was about Orphan Red. Orphan Red was another flat earth character. I call these people personalities. She came on, she was hanging her boobs out and talking with a really high voice. She's actually really smart. You can tell she's super smart, but she was just playing up her sexuality to make fun of people looking into flat earth. So, I'm sort of torn on the flat earth topic because I think I take in many different sources. Simon Schack, who did 9/11 September Clues, says it's a total operation to discredit anyone questioning NASA. So even if engineers like Frank the Salt Guy is on my show, he says that every engineering operation assumes the earth is flat. They do not factor in the curve. So he said, the earth is flat to our observation. But Simon's saying that it's a discredit by association. So anyone who talks about NASA, they always put the word flat earth in the YouTube videos back in the day. So anytime you're questioning NASA, they attach flat earth. And what do most people think about flat earth? They think it's crazy.
Right.
So then if you are questioning NASA, they add up to flat earth and they just call you crazy.
That's right.
And that's a damn good tactic because people are very simple.
Right.
They're very simple. Like, I almost took it with you because you were talking about the Holocaust every day. And I figured, well, why is he talking about that every day? I'm going to, and you're kind of a louder guy from Boston with your Boston eyes. I thought, this is this guy out here just to discredit other truth tellers and make us all kind of look stupid? So, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah. But once you get to know you and listen to you on the daily, spend some time, you realize, no, this guy's trying to find the truth. He actually is.
That's right.
But, you know, people go off their initial reactions. If I have a bad reaction to anyone right away, most people just walk away. They don't look into it. And that's how the flat earthers do it. And that's why you kind of have to be careful with your image and what you say at the beginning, because you might lose your audience and then they'll never come back.
Well, I've had people that have gotten on my channel and they, especially, I've really lost people by putting Phil on. Honestly.
Yeah, Phil.
Really? No, I have.
No, I know.
Phil, you know, people just say, oh, I'm done here. I'm out of here. And it's like, it is what it is. You know, I really don't care. You know, I'm not making any money on this. I mean, come on, really? I'm trying to get to the bottom of the truth. All right. Yeah. I feel Phil has added to the conversation, even though there's some things I don't agree with him on.
I agree.
I mean, I could take Phil to task with some things, but I'm not, because I have Phil on to listen to Phil. Okay. Yeah. I'm not there to put Phil on so I can browbeat Phil into believing something I want to believe. But yeah. I will say to Phil, you might want to look into this. You might want to look into that. And that's it. I'll just leave it like that. And I'll let Phil do what Phil, his expertise is Gaza. I don't give a shit about Gaza. Yeah. So I get my information about Gaza from Phil. Good. And that's how I do it. And I let him speak about Gaza. And, you know, I go from there, you know.
No, I agree. And Phil keeps bringing up Dresden and he keeps bringing up Nagasaki and he's trying to say that's real, but I'm an auto hoaxer. So for me, everything is fake until you really prove it to me it's real. And honestly, I think, okay, well, how did the Germans and the Japanese get the word out when they're occupied by America? How did those videos actually get out? How did those photos get out? Because the way I look at it, once America and the West won the war, I wouldn't let anything the Germans or the Japanese get out. And if it did get out, I'd squash it right away. So I got some issues with those images too.
Right. But a lot of those images didn't come out till way later. Like Nagasaki and Hiroshima, Eisenhower, he would jail you. Anybody that put any of these pictures out.
Right.
You'd go for treason or whatever the hell he's going to charge you with. But those pictures didn't get seen until way later. Just to let you know. Now, I don't know about the Germany ones. I don't know what happened there, but
how did they get out?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I don't know when. See, you got to find out when they got out.
Yeah. But what's
see,
the source?
The thing is that Dresden picture has been used to say these were Jews.
Okay.
You see, so that's why they would have let that out. If they want to use that big pile of bodies in Dresden to say those are Jews, yeah, that's why they let the picture out. But eventually they said, wait a minute, that picture, it has nothing to do with Jews. So that's why that got out. But no, most of the information that you get is all controlled. And if it gets out, just like Gaza, all that stuff that's coming out of Gaza is all completely controlled.
For sure.
Everything. I mean, come on, people. Oh, they're murdering all these kids. I don't believe it.
No.
I'm not saying some kids haven't died. Some people haven't died, but not 30 or 40,000 people. There's no freaking way that many people.
Plus, not the ones Phil's showing. Those don't look real. So those don't count. So, yeah, that's the thing. If they're lying about one or two or 100, then you can't believe any of the numbers.
Well,
so
see, that question the whole thing. Right. And that's the thing with me. Okay, here's how I reason and things. If you're going to show me something that is fake to prove your point, you've lost me. Because if your point is 100% true, you don't have to fake anything.
That's okay? right.
Okay, and this is why I get so mad when I see, like, I have a big debate with E. Michael Jones.
Right. You know,
because E. Michael Jones produces bullshit about Catholics in Dachau, saying they were there because they were Catholics. It's like, Michael Jones, you're out of your mind. They weren't in there because they were Catholic. But see, that's his agenda. He wants everybody to believe they got to be Catholic and the Catholic Church victims too. And he's replaced the Holocaust victims with the Catholic victims.
Right.
And that's his agenda. But everything else he says, I agree with.
Yeah.
I mean, he comes after the Jews. He shows what they're doing wrong, blah, 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 blah. But he doesn't understand he's just as bad as them because he's not being honest. And that's why if you fake something to me and show me something's fake,
yeah.
All right, I just say, wait, why the hell are you showing me this?
I know you like E. Michael and you watch all. Are you trying to convince him of your way of thinking?
Oh, no. I'm never going to convince. Look at here's one thing I've learned in life. Okay. I'm not there to convince anybody. I'm just going to give you the information. You do what you want with it. You're going to do what you want with it anyway. What am I going to convince? I mean, really, E. Michael Jones, you're telling everybody to become Catholic, get baptized. Yeah. I mean, really, I'm going to convince you that baptism is wrong. It's infant baptism isn't even in the Bible. I mean, come on. I'm going to convince you, but I have lost friends over it. Look at, we used to be on a discussion with Gemma, whatever her name is.
Yeah.
O'Doherty.
She's another super Catholic, yeah.
Yeah, we used to have a nice discussion with her. Now she doesn't have anything to do with this. Why? Because I exposed the Catholic Church.
Well, you're wrecking her business model.
That's right. And she believes so much in the Catholic Church, and everybody's going to become Catholic. That's why her and E. Michael Jones are best of friends. Okay,
I wonder about the Holocaust. That's a business model, too. If you start blowing that up, then the bill... Every year, Germany has a budget to go to Israel to keep that Israel operation going. Yeah. Most people don't know they have a huge budget.
Yeah,
they're sending money every year. Now America sends it to Israel and it comes back to their defense contractors like a boomerang. But that's another business model. Yeah. So I don't see if you disrupt the Holocaust business model that they've created, then that's their number one thing that they're going to protect: money, right. Business.
Yeah.
I think same with Gaza. If we blow apart the Gaza business model, then people are going to say, well, you shouldn't be sending money to Gaza, which comes back to the America right away to the defense contractors, because there's nothing happening there. You're just doing an urban land clear and building a whole super port and luxury condos there. That's what you're doing.
Yeah. Yeah. I honestly believe that Gaza is empty. Where they're showing you is empty. There's nobody there. Okay. They're just continually blowing things up. And then I think any demolition they show inside a city where people are living, that's probably controlled demolition.
Nobody's living in a demolished city. Come on.
That's right.
What are you going to do for water, electricity? Right. I mean, if you don't have water, electricity, you should see campfires everywhere. Come on.
That's right. So that's why people just don't understand. These Palestinians are already out of there. Absolutely. They're not there. Right now, they're just doing what they're doing.
Dubai.
Well, look at it.
There's one website. The guy had a theory. He said they moved them during the World Cup 2 years ago because there were millions of people flying around in and out of that city, and it was empty before the World Cup. And when everyone left after the World Cup, it was full. So where did everyone go? Who are all these people that stayed?
I don't doubt that at all.
Yeah. Hey, it's a better theory than they're living there underneath the same building that gets blown up week after. How many times can you blow up? Because it's not even a big area. We're only talking 10 miles on the coast.
Yeah. It's not a big area, but what they're doing.
How long would it take you to blow it up? It wouldn't take that long. Come on, man.
Yeah. I mean, and that's why Phil has done a very good job exposing this, because I wouldn't have known about any of that stuff because I didn't give a shit. About Gaza. I never looked into it, but Phil's showing me stuff. Wait a second. These people in the emergency room are bringing kids in. They're not hurt. They have a little blood on their head, but the clothes are completely clean. I mean, what is going on here? And some of them definitely are rubber babies. There's no doubt about it. You can see it. They're rubber babies, you know?
It's theater. You know, and you have to question, if you question one set of numbers, say the Holocaust, say Gaza, why aren't we questioning, say, they keep saying, well, they killed 1 million Iraqis. Really? Right. Do you really think they did? Or do you think they gave them a chance to get the hell out of there and then started bombing and then sending them to other countries?
Yeah. Yeah. I haven't really got into that either. But I do know.
It's logical, right?
Well, no. Look at, look at it. Everything is logical. You just have to get down to what the truth is. Like when you guys, particularly Phil, but I don't know if it was you or Phil, but when you said that in 9/11, the building was empty.
Many people said that.
A light went off in me. I'm saying, yeah, that makes perfectly good sense. Because have we seen all these people coming out of that building? I mean, I remember when 9/11 happened. 10,000, I think they said 30,000.
Yeah.
30,000 people were in that building.
It started off high.
Can you imagine 30,000? I'm saying to myself, I don't think so. I mean, you'd find a lot of body parts if there was 30,000.
They'd be flying, people. Arms and legs and heads. It would be a mess.
Yeah. And then I'm saying, yeah, that place was probably empty. It was probably empty for years. And then they pulled it off when they wanted to pull it off. And, you know, again, the big problem what Phil has and people that, you know, want to say nobody was in the building is, okay, so now what do we do with all those people's names, you know, from the, on
where
the fire?
Come
you know,
from, yeah.
Yeah, the 300, what do they say, 300 firemen were killed?
Yeah, 300 firemen, 3,000 people.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's go through each one of them and see what could happen. Yeah.
Look, I mean, that's what somebody has to do. They got to, you know, it's kind of tough to do it because what are you going to do?
Well, the Mixum report kind of did do it. They went through all the names, and the names were on CNN. Why is CNN a media company in charge of the registry of dead? I mean, that doesn't make sense. A media company? Hello?
Well, I'm just saying there's something screwy about that. Okay, so anyway, that I thought that was good, and again, I heard that from you guys, and I never thought about that before. I'm saying, oh boy, well, what about all those names on the plaques and everything? Oh, they could never have, said all those people died if they didn't die because the families, blah blah blah. Well, look, I don't know,
Well, it's because regular people don't talk about death. We don't worship it. We don't dwell on it. You know, if somebody dies that we know. We don't really go over it. We don't really start attacking dead people, dead relatives, because it's in bad taste. Most people don't talk about the dead. So they know the people that build these hoaxes, they know no one's going to look into it because, oh, come on, that's in bad taste. That guy's dead already. Just leave him alone. Yeah. And it stops the conversation.
Right.
So it's a beautiful gate that they put there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no doubt. And they do that particularly with the Holocaust, now not with the dead people as much as with the live people. When you start questioning 90-year-old women or men about their situation there, how dare you? How dare you, you know, say they're wrong and what they saw and what happened to them, and they go crazy on you. They go crazy.
Yeah, they don't let you go near the conversation. That's how they gatekeep. They just you just can't talk about it. And if you believe in free speech, which I do, then everything, even stuff that's kind of difficult to talk about, we should be able to question, because you don't want, they're just going to tighten the noose every which way. First it's going to be this, then 9/11 will hit the list, then it's going to be the buried Indian children that they say that they don't have evidence for. It's just going to go, it's going to go on and on. You're not going to be able to talk about transgenders.
No.
We already seeing it. And I think you guys were talking about it, that they're passing new laws all the time saying you can't talk about this, you can't say that, you can't be hateful over this group or that group.
Well, the problem is, how do you translate a discussion into hate? I'm just having a discussion. There's no hate. I don't hate blacks. I don't hate this person, Jew. I don't hate anybody. But I'm trying to have a discussion about a topic. And they always throw it down the hate avenue. Yeah, you're going down the hate road and you can't talk about it. And again, it's all manipulated to be that way. That's why they do it.
What do you think the end game is? Do you think you're going to be around long enough to see the end game of what they're creating? What are they making for the U.S. and the rest of the world?
Well, probably not. But I really look at it. Here's how I look at what I do.
Yeah,
I get out there. I tell the truth. I'm not gonna solve the world's problems, right? I'm not gonna come up with solutions or what has to be done. I'm not gonna end the Fed. I'm not gonna be able to do anything. And here's even what happened with Jesus. All right. Think about this. I know you probably have a problem maybe with the Bible and all that. And that's fine.
I don't have a problem. I'm just ignorant of it. I admit
okay,
it.
OK, well, let me just bring out something that was very important. Right? Yeah. Now, in Jesus' day, he did like about 20 miracles. Well, he did a lot of miracles. I mean, there some of them are recorded in the Bible. Fine. All right. But Jesus would go along healing people, that had broken legs and whatever they had, leprosy, whatever. Okay, he would heal them. Now, what would be the normal question a person? Now, man, he could do this. He could heal people. So, What would be the normal question a normie would ask about Jesus? I mean, if he could heal those people,
how'd you do it?
Well, not how you do it. Well, why don't you heal everybody?
Oh, I see.
Okay, so but Jesus gave a good answer. You know, he basically said, you're always getting, well, especially dealing with poor people and helping them, feeding them and all that, because he did that too. And he said, you're always going to have the poor with you.
Mm-hmm.
You're always, in other words, you're never going to solve the problem. Even he couldn't solve the problem. I mean, would it make any sense for him to go cure all the people in the world, feed all the people in the world? You know, all these miracles, everybody's, all their infirmities are all fixed. No, because that wouldn't have solved any problem. It wouldn't have solved any problem. So he said, you'll always have the poor with you. And I've always appreciated that. And that's why when I do my stuff, I don't look at a solution of solving the world's problems. I try to educate people so that they understand what's going on, so that they can be an army of one and be able to stand up to it. And whatever happens to them, at least their conscience is clean. They know what they're doing is right. And they went right down to the end doing what was right. And that's all we have in life is our integrity. That's it. Going right down to the end, believing something you believe in, all the way down to dying for it. And if that's what it takes, that's what it takes. And that's how I look at it. I'm just going to go as far as I can go until I'm not here anymore. And that's the end of that. And then hopefully someone else will take over.
Yeah, you only got your reputation.
That's it, you know? So just make sure you're doing what's right. Who gives a shit about the neighbor? Who gives a shit about people over there? Just worry about yourself, your family, the people you hang with, the people you talk to. You only have a small circumference of people around you. Uh-huh. You're not in touch with people in Washington, D.C. You can't affect them. You're not going to be able to tell them to make a law to make something better here or there. No, but you can affect your family. Your family can affect other families, and you can maybe affect your city or town. And that's all as far as you can go. You only have a circumference that you can work out of, and that's it.
Yeah, you only have so much influence. You can only go so far. I mean, the internet does help, though. It does help.
It's great. Well, look at, I mean, I know with the internet that we have, I have a lot of people from all over the world that comment and that have input, and I'm really happy about that. But it's not a lot of people. You know, I might get a couple, 200 or 300 people watch my videos, I walk and talks or whatever. But I do know that the people that do watch them, they like them, and they watch them like every day they'll watch them or whatever. Because there's not many people that put up a video every day.
No, that's true. And do a walk and talk. I know how I go on walks myself, but I'm not talking, and I don't quite know how you do it, because I'm not really in the best of shape. I'm okay shape, but I don't think I could hold a camera and be talking while I'm huffing and puffing, walking up and down the street.
Well, so you know, some people said to me, "Oh, Jim, you sound like you're out of breath." Wait, hold on here. Look at, I'm almost 72 years old. Yeah. Okay, I'm holding a camera. I'm walking and talking, going up and down hills. Yeah. What the hell do you want? You want me to run up and down the hills?
Yeah.
I mean,
you try it. Tell them you try it.
Yeah, you try it. Okay. Look at, I think I'm holding up pretty good, doing the best I can. And it's a vigorous walk, let me tell you right now. Okay. But I'm happy to do it. If I can continue to do it, I hope I can. I'll continue to do it, because it's really my health that I'm walking for. It's not for the audience.
No, you got to get out. But it is a lot of work, and you got to edit the video. You got to pull off the camera. People don't understand how hard content creators work. They work really hard. And if you can do one a day, that's almost ridiculous. That's so much work, really. And if you can come up with something to say different every day, it's a lot of work. So I appreciate it. I listen to it because it's real talk. If people want to hear real talk, you know, yeah. I can well,
and
do
I try, you know, and I try, you know what I try to do? I try to, what I always do is I go over the people's comments and I try to respond.
Yeah,
as
I like
want.
That. Yeah, that's
okay, because cool. It's because it's not me just talking. I'm responding to someone that said something to me. And yeah. So that shows that I'm inclusive to get these people in a conversation. And again, a lot of my conversation has not with me. It has to do with all the people around me that's giving me the input, giving me links.
Oh, that's good. You
I mean, that's what I do.
You know, if anyone doesn't like what you're talking about, doesn't like your content, well, guess what? They still watched it. So they right. actually do like it. They do
well,
they do engage in it. So the opposite of love is not hate, it's indifference. So if they weren't on your channel listening, then they wouldn't comment. So the fact that they actually make a comment means they're very passionate about the channel, what you're putting on there. If they disappear and you don't hear from them again, okay, that guy's gone. You know, but if the guy's on there announcing, I'm going to leave if you don't stop this, okay, the guy's really passionate about it. But yeah, I think it's, I leave most of my negative feedback up and I get just as much as you, maybe less, but maybe more. I don't know. Sometimes it goes on and on and on and on and it becomes drivel and just trolling. But I think it's important to respond because it gives you a chance to sharpen your knife with your arguments. If someone says, well, what about this? You know, you have to practice an answer.
That's right.
Whatever it is.
Yeah. And that's why, like, you know, all my Holocaust stuff, you have to understand too, I've really tackled practically every aspect of the Holocaust that you can tackle, unless you show me something else that I can tackle. And I have videos dealing with every aspect of it. But you know, if you don't bring it up again, you lose it. So the more you talk about it, you remember it. And I don't need notes or anything. I know it's in my brain. I can talk about it. It's already in there. So that's why, you know, I'm bringing back now videos I've done 15 years ago, 10 or 15 years ago, old videos that I've done on the Holocaust topic, because I think people should see them. And you can see how I evolved too, even in making the videos, the content, you know, because I have gotten better over time, even though I've gone to, now I just use a camera, you know, a phone. I mean, before I used to have a whole elaborate camera.
Yeah.
I'd have lights, I'd have, you know, sound system. Forget it. The phones, I have a phone that does all my video now, and I just bring the phone into the computer, I take it off the phone, I bring it into an editing program. Yeah, I mean, it's still a lot of work, but, you know, it's nothing like it used to be, that's for sure.
Yeah, and the quality is just as good or better now.
I think so.
The quality
I think
is crazy with phones.
I think the phones today are just really superior, and anybody that would even buy an expensive camera to do this, I don't know why the hell you're wasting your time. A good phone is beautiful. The quality is good. The sound is great.
Yeah.
You know, every now and then I have a glitch. You know, something might happen. We'll knock it out, and I got to bring it back up the app or whatever. But it is what it is. You gotta just deal with the stuff. It happens. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I appreciate you making the video the other day saying support Fakeologist and his FakoTube, which does cost me a couple hundred a month. I actually got a few reviews. I think I got a few donations after that. So I really
I think that's important.
Cool.
And I think you know, people will watch this too. And see, one thing, I don't ask for money because I don't have any expenses.
No.
Now, if I was like you and I had expenses and you have expenses, and the people that watch you, if you really, you know, oh, I like your stuff, Mr. Fakeologist, I love everything you're doing. Well, if you really love it, help me out to keep it going. And I have no problem with that. I think we should support the people that are doing the stuff that are paying. I mean, it costs money to do this stuff, folks. I mean, I've got thousands of dollars invested in all the things that I've paid over the years, thousands and thousands.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. But anyway, I don't have any expenses now except, okay. Cause BitChute's free. The only thing, even my Zoom, I do a Zoom thing. You don't even have to pay for that. They give you 40 minutes free. If I have to go over 40 minutes, then I got to pay for it, which
I
will.
That's why you keep them to 40 minutes. I gotcha.
That's right. Yeah, well, my brother was paying for the subscription, and then he died, and then the subscription ran out, and it kind of messed things up. So yeah. I just went back to the normal Zoom that gives you 40 minutes free, and I try to keep everything under 40 minutes. And you can get a lot out in 40 minutes. So, but other than that, I am not going to ask people for money because I don't need your money. Keep your money, give it to someone else that could use it. And that's what I try to do. So people that are out there doing work like you're doing, who really should get money, the people that really, you know, and you don't do commercials. I can't stand it when I see these YouTube people doing commercials, you know, when
well, that's how they make money though. Yeah.
Well,
they
understand.
Yeah.
I get it. But you know, my topic's a different topic and
you would be monetized anyway. They wouldn't give you a nickel.
Oh, no, no. I know that. So
yeah, you're not
get it. You know, I get it. I say, you know, I subscribe to these guys, car guys, and sometimes you'll see commercials. They'll, you know, have a product.
Yeah.
Well, hey, look, if you want to support these people, that's fine. You know, they make a living doing this. So I'm fine with that.
Well, but no, that's anyway. Good. I left my phone lines open. If anyone wants to call in the next 5 minutes to say hi to Jim or ask him a question, go for it. The number's on the screen scrolling on the bottom. Yeah, I'm the same. I'm not in it for the money. And I've had arguments over the last 12 years about paywalls and whatnot. I only opened up donations is what I call them, just because some people actually wanted to donate. And I had no mechanism. So I said, listen, if you just do audios with me or make comments, that's enough. But if you want to pay money, then I'm fine with that too. And a lot of people do. They don't want to do anything else except make a donation. So I said, you pay whatever you get out of the show. And I think it's the best way. It's called value for value. I pay for a show that I listen to 6 hours a week, and I don't agree with half the things they say. But you know what? They give me ideas.
Right.
And then I take those ideas and I try and prove these guys wrong. But I do pay them money because they spend 6 hours a week, seven hours a week producing a show. And I know it's work.
Right. You gotta look at it for what it's worth to you.
Yeah, okay? Exactly.
What is it worth to you to give somebody some money? And again, a lot of people are not going to ever do what we do. They're not going to be in front of a camera. They're not going to do walk and talks. I get it. But they will say to you, what can I do to help?
Yeah, exactly.
And that's what they do to help. And we should, you know, I remember I didn't like taking money from people. Mm-hmm. And then someone said to me, you know, Jim, if somebody really wants to help you and that's the way they want to help you, then you should be thankful that that's the way they're going to help you.
Yeah.
And I said, okay. Yeah. And I had people, I'm not kidding. I had people give me, you know, Diane, I used to go to Toronto.
I heard about that.
Okay. And we had a person in Toronto. He would give us $500.
Wow.
To make the trip.
Travel. Yeah.
For the travel.
Is that Paul Fromm?
No, it wasn't him.
Okay. Paul Fromm used to host you guys, right?
Right, right. And what's funny is that even Paul Fromm, when I went up there with him, you know, he drove us all around. I'd give him money because he drove us all around. But yeah. I'd get, you know, money that people gave me, I gave to him. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So,
nice.
So in other words, all the money gets circulated back into helping the people that are doing what's right, and that's how it should be. And I don't know. I just hope I can even help more people as time goes on. You know, with my situation, with my house and all that, eventually I'm going to get some money out of this. So I hope to help people maybe with that. So we'll just see how that works. You know what I mean?
Well, that's very good. Yeah. I think what you said is right. People want to help. They don't know how to help. A free way to help is to share these videos, share the show, share the channel and comment on them. Show, let people know, like Jim, that even if you disagree, I'm sure Jim wants to hear from you and he wants to know why.
Right.
What's the issue? So same with me. Send me an email. Jim even puts his phone number at the end of every one of his videos. So you can call Jim and just ask him if you want. Tell him he's doing a good job. Tell him he's not doing a good job, but I'm pretty sure he appreciates the feedback. Do you ever record those calls? Because that might be interesting, you know.
I have. I've recorded some interesting calls. I haven't done it lately. But yeah, I've had some interesting calls. But most of the calls, when people call me, I had a nice call yesterday from a fellow, and from I think it was Tennessee, and he really liked what I was doing with the videos, and he learned about the Holocaust through my videos.
Exactly. So, well, where else is he going to learn?
Well, but right. So I've gotten, I get good calls. I do have some crazy people that stalk me, and they're very mean spirited, and not, they're really crazy. They're really crazy. Right. And I get, you know, sometimes
they keep calling you or.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I've had some calls and okay. I don't answer them now because you can't see the number. If someone calls me and you have a number, what do you call it? Restricted number?
Unknown. Yeah.
Unknown or restricted. I won't answer it.
Yeah. I don't know what kind of phone. Do you use your cell phone to receive calls or your landline?
No, landline.
Okay. Cause if you give out, I just learned on this on my phone today. I have an Android phone. I think you have an Android cell phone. So if you take calls on that, there's a program, even though I don't like Google, called Google Messages. And Google Messages will screen all the spam calls, all the phishing calls, and it'll also block the unknown number calls. So if someone is not giving a proper number, your phone won't even ring. So it'll save you a lot of grief.
Yeah. Well, that's the home phone. I very rarely get that many calls on the home phone, but the number's there. And that's the phone that I'm using for people to call me. I don't really give my cell phone number out to people, but that crazy guy did find my cell phone number. So,
wow. Yeah,
and well, I have to block him, you know?
Yeah, that's not, I'm lucky. I don't have any stalkers. I don't think anyone cares enough, but it can be nasty. I've had a few nasty people over the years. Harass, but that's the main thing I don't like. That's the main reason I don't disclose my complete identity, because it's just what you just said. I just don't need the headache, the trouble. And it might not even be for anything particular that you're saying. They might just not like you, or it's just
I don't know. You know, I remember this crazy guy that called. I try to have a nice conversation with him, and I just don't understand. I really think people imbalanced. And they're really sick people. So I don't know. I try to be nice to the guy.
Do you think there's any coordinated effort, like a TI, targeted individuals that are targeted by the government? Do you believe in that?
Could be. I mean, I don't think I'm targeted, but I'm small potatoes. You got to stand. I'm just little. Look, I got 200 or 300 people watch my video. Okay. Of course, a lot more watch the other videos more than my videos. So I don't think I'm a problem for the government. I'm not worried about the government. Doesn't matter any of that, you know?
How big would you have to get, do you think, before you get on the government radar?
Oh, you'd have to be like an Alex Jones, Tucker Carlson, you know, stuff like that. Then they'd start taking you seriously and then worry about you. But I would never get that far, because they would never let me get that far.
Do you think anyone gets that far, or all those people are just promoted?
I think all those people are there for a reason. They're put there.
Yeah,
they didn't get there by themselves. They're put there, and they're allowed to be there.
Yes, I agree.
That's what happens with those people.
They're authorized.
Oh yeah, they wouldn't be there unless they were allowed to be there.
Well, even this video, I've got this on YouTube, but as soon as the show's over, I delete it, because my channel over stupid things has been deleted about 6 times. And I'm a nobody.
Wow.
So either someone's watching, or there's an algorithm that just listens for certain words.
Right. I think so.
If tiny guys like us are deleted, how are guys talking about very similar topics? How do they have millions of views and whatnot?
Right. But remember, they're not talking about the most important topic, the Holocaust. Okay. That no one will stay online like Mark Dice. He's pretty big.
Yes, he's very big.
Now, Mark Dice, if he got into the Holocaust, he'd be off so fast to make his head spin.
Well, if he said the wrong thing about it, I guess. Right. If he said anything
controversial. Oh, yeah. Oh, no, he'd be off so fast, because they don't tolerate that. Anything that deals with the Holocaust topic in a negative way or exposing like we do, they will not tolerate that. And that's why I don't expect to go anywhere, and I don't care anyway. I got the last years of my life. I don't have many more left, believe it or not. Okay. I'm 70. I'm going to be 72. You know, if I live another 10 more years, that would be something.
The thing I'd worry about the most with you is you had a twin brother.
Yeah.
And you got I've always thought there's something about twins. You're so connected. Like, do you think Anything happened bad to Jim because, say, you moved away?
Don't remind me, because that's exactly what happens. So
you think about that, eh? Like, I'm wondering.
Of course I do. I think about that all the time because
you're an identical twin, right?
Well, what things used to happen, like, I remember in football.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember who did it first, but yeah. I got hit and tore my cartilage in my knee, and the next week Joe got tore cartilage in his knee.
Jesus.
You know what I mean? It's just weird. I'm just saying weird things would happen between us. And, you know, now Joe, you know, look, I could die within a week or two or three. Yeah. And look, it is what it is. I'm not going to worry about it.
What do you think that is, though, with twins? Is it just because, like, you have some, did you have some kind of connection where you didn't even have to?
Well, Joe and I were very close. So.
Right. You were close. You lived in the same house.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like,
so
did you have the same thought at the same time?
Oh, no, Joe and I would think exact on a lot of things, no doubt about it. Well, how do you think we all came into all this together? He came, you know, getting way back, even with the religion. Joe got interested with the Jehovah's Witnesses, and then right after that, he got me interested. Okay, fine. He got kicked out, you know, late years later. I got kicked out right after him, five, 6 years later.
Yeah.
Everything went in pairs. You know what I mean? Things happen like that. Yeah. I worry about that. And, you know, I don't feel well, honestly. I don't know why, but I like sitting in front of this computer. I can't sit. I have a big screen computer in front of me. I get nauseous.
Wow.
And if I sit there too long, I move my chair back. I'm probably about 7 feet away from my monitor.
Now, you think there's some radiation or something?
Oh, there's something going on. There's something going on, because when I sit in front of this here for like 2 hours, I get deathly nauseous.
Whoa.
I just got to get out of the room.
I better start the end of the show music, because I don't want you puking out of the screen. All right, yeah. Jim. It was a fun conversation. Jim is the real deal, guys. If you want to listen to some real truth, direct truth, then he doesn't play favorites. He doesn't have any favorites. You got to listen to Jim and Diane's Walk and Talk. I've got a few people listening to it from what I've recommended. So you got a few extra fans from the Fakeologist network here. Because yeah, Jim will give you a new show every single day. It's a lot of work. You should support him by at least calling him and giving him a comment.
Yeah. The biggest support is just spread the videos around.
Exactly.
That's how you support me. Put them on channels. Put them on Twitter. Put them where the hell you want to put them. But just take I've already done all the work for you. Just take it and put it where you want to put it.
Put the links up. It's easy. Just put a quick link to his channel, and we'll watch his channel count, see if he goes over 8,000. I only got 300 people on my BitChute channel. But you know what? Another 5, 10, or you hit the right social media post, it can go up. So, yeah, share the word. All right. Thanks, Jim. I appreciate it. I'll see you on tomorrow's Walk and Talk.
All right. Very good. Thanks for having me.
All right. All the best, Jim. Yep. Okay. There goes Jim Rizzoli. Jim Rizzoli has a BitChute channel. Check it out. He's a good guy. I didn't think that I'd like the guy, but Jim is the real deal. He seeks the truth. And he really does. He really seeks the truth. He doesn't care who he pisses off. Catholics, Jews, you name it. He doesn't shy away. So, thanks everyone for listening. I thought that would be fun just to catch up with him, because Jim has a little bit of info on all topics. So maybe we'll have him back another Sunday just to keep it real. Make sure you share this video. And let me just thank a couple recent donors. Said a couple recent donors again. Maybe thanks to Jim. Check this out. We've got Anthony. Anthony came through with 100 big ones. Thank you so much, Anthony. Jennifer W. I had two Veronicas in a row, two different Veronicas. What a coinky dink. So Veronica and Veronica, Stuart B, Rolly, Anonymous. Yeah, thanks all you guys. I really appreciate it. So fakeologist.com/donate. You can use this form here for recurring donations. You can send me Monero. You can buy me a coffee. You can send Bitcoin Lightning, and PayPal, and I even had a donor box, thanks to Les. Les became a $3.11 a month donor. I got to put him up here on this page. So thanks so much. Tomorrow is Monday, all clot, all shots clot. Maybe we'll try and do one of those shows if you want to talk about vaccine damage. We'll do that. We'll take your calls. Otherwise, have a quick listen to Jim as we close it out. Thanks, everybody.
From the fakeologist. Are you kidding me? I can see, if you like my friend the fakeologist, he has his own servers, he has his own sites. He's going to spend money on his own. If you're going to support somebody, support him. Because he's spending his money.
One more time, Jim, because that one got tripped up. So
are you kidding me? I can see.
This stupid thing is buffering. Okay, guys, thanks ever so much for listening, and we'll talk to you later.
Hey, if you like my friend the fakeologist, he has his own servers, he has his own sites. He's going to spend money on his own. If you're going to support somebody, support him. Because he's spending his money, right? But, you know.